Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes and just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. It's great to be with you. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and it's where you can find us. We'd love to hear from you. We have a little e-news that goes out every few weeks too with some really cool information, some of which is of the people that we're interviewing. You're going to love my special guest today, Dana Kopp. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Director of Zoe's Place.
Yep.
It's a great joy to have you on the program. Zoe's Place. Some of our listeners may be familiar with Zoe's Place.
Most definitely.
But some may not. Just help us understand what's Zoe's Place. I'd be interested on the name, actually, Zoe, but we'll edge into that. But what is Zoe's Place?
Well, Zoe's Place is we're a non-profit, totally funded by our supporters. And what we do is we create a safe space for women that's had a crisis pregnancy or an unplanned pregnancy so that they can just stop and pause and just reflect on values and, you know, whether they want to continue with their pregnancy.
Yeah, right. So a safe space for conversation, for options.
Yeah, yeah. And this sort of come out of the space of some of the history is around 2014-15, a group of GPs and doctors from John Hunter and some business people that were really cared about this space wanted to create somewhere that these women could just stop and pause, and these families, and then just, you know, just work out what's important to them and you know, where they're going to do, what they're going to do with their pregnancy.
And so Zoe?
Zoe, well, it's not anyone, but Zoe actually means life.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah. Very cool. So is there a scripture that supports it all?
No, there's not, but, well, not that I'm aware of from, like, the founders that started it, but, yeah, like, and it's not just life, like, I think we sit in a space that people can get quite emotional around.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
And we want to bring life to the woman as well, because we're more pro-woman and helping her make the best decisions for her life.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully that she gets to keep her baby. But ultimately it's not my decision. I cannot have any decision in that, and neither can my counsellors. But we can give them informed information.
Yeah.
That they can go on process and look at, you know, what their values are and tap into where that came from. Did I value something when I was younger? Did I value something now? Have those values changed?
And I'd imagine just even in that process and the dialogue, because, you know, women in a vulnerable place are entering into a conversation.
Yes.
Yeah. Around a big deal.
Yeah, that's right.
They're pregnant.
Yeah.
I'd imagine there'd be stories where, you know, the women have gone on to have babies.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And we've definitely got women that have gone on to have babies because they've actually been able to sit and look at their life and sit and look at support. So, you know, if someone is only thinking about having a termination because they can't afford it, we can sit down, well, actually, let's have a look at some of your needs here. Do you need some financial counselling? Do you actually need some things like a cot or, you know, a pram? Like, we can have access to those things. You know, those things that you can get through. So, you know, and sometimes we get women on the other side. They've already had a termination and they're going through grief and loss. So a lot of our counselling is around grief and loss because women don't really know that the emotions you feel after a termination. There's a grief process that we really don't, it's a misunderstood grief.
Yeah.
And it's the same with a miscarriage. We have counselling for miscarriages as well.
Right.
So that's a really misunderstood grief.
And that grief could be a suppressed grief if it's not spoken about.
That's right, yeah. Like we've had a 50-year-old woman, 30-year-old women that come in and said that they've had a termination when they were younger, when they were 16, and have never shared that story with anyone and just really felt like they needed to share what happened, what was happening for them in the time. And just wanted to have that safe space to talk about.
I imagine there'd be an emotional conversation.
It is, it is. And we still feel so privileged that we get to do that journey with them. We have a bit of a saying that it's your journey, our support.
Yeah.
So, you know, all of our families and mums that come in, this is your journey, but we're going to support you through this.
Because we're talking about unplanned pregnancies in the main.
Yeah.
Is there a common theme of, I can't do this because of, is it? What is that?
So some of the theme is like men are feeling quite stressed. So there's financial burden with men and their own mental health. So women are feeling, I feel pressured to have a termination because my husband's not supportive at the moment and it's not something that I want to do. So we do have those really hard conversations and, you know, create that safe space. And whether they do or don't carry that baby, it actually brings them to talk and communicate and we give them some skills on communication and listening skills.
Yeah, brilliant.
And, you know, feeling heard. So that's really important. So it was even like a few weeks ago, similar story, and, you know, they really connected and really communicated with each other and that's been important. They've learnt something out of this. So
we'll put the details of this in our feeds and on our website and so on. Yeah. But it's a dial-in process.
It's a send a referral.
Through
our website, zoesplace.org.au.
And then it's a consult or a meeting type.
So
where is that?
So we have 4 spaces at the moment that we're renting. So we just felt, I've come from a drug and alcohol background working in women's programs, and I feel like it's really important that we're in community.
There's a huge research around all that now.
Yeah, and that people can get to us because a barrier is transport a lot of the time. Yeah. You know, and people are quite stressed with other things that they've got to do in their life. So if we're in their community, so we have Calm at Toronto, which is run by Lake Macquarie Council, amazing space. That space has, you know, family workers we can refer into, parenting courses, DV courses, circle of security, all those things. They're really important that we do that. And then East Lakes at Beaumont, they also have the Salvation Army. They have a family worker, a community worker, a counsellor, a drug and alcohol counsellor there as well. So they're amazing. They have a cafe 3 days a week. We've just tapped into Charlestown, a space in Charlestown, Healing Path to Wellness up there. So that's a casual space as well. Morisset, so there's a community space there. We're looking for Newcastle, so the right space. So it'll happen. But other than that, we also do phones by Zoom and phone calls. And sometimes they're just a one conversation. And sometimes it's a process. Okay. We've got clients that have been with us probably 18 months, 2 years, and that might be because they're linked in with DCJ and they're needing extra support.
Yep.
And we've been, you know, working quite closely with DCJ and just helping with those supports.
Brilliant. That's important. If you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. A special guest is Dana Kopp, the director of Zoe's Place. Pregnancy support, unplanned pregnancy support for women. But a whole lot more, really. Grief counselling, trauma, all that sort of stuff. Women touching base with it that may have had a termination when they were a young kid that are well and matured in their ages.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. It's great. So largely at the present, it's Lake Macquarie based, really, but it's Lower Hunter.
Lower Hunter, yep.
Yeah, it's very accessible on the east and west side of the lake.
We also send out pregnancy tests, and they can be anywhere in Australia. We just send them out. So, you know, Moree, Dubbo, we send out.
Oh, so people just get in contact with you off the website?
Yeah, they just get in contact and, hey, we need a pregnancy test, or can we talk? And we'll answer those calls.
So, yeah, wow. Wow. And so it's community supported in terms of funding and donations and so on. And I'd imagine that's a bit of a challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's just something you got to tap into all the time and, you know, have that headspace. And it's a learning curve for me, like being a counsellor and, you know, just wanting to be with clients. But then I've got to be in the space of directing and, you know, raising funds and, being responsible in that area. It's a lot different to working for an organisation that you just get your pays.
And is there a prayer support base or how does that side of it work?
We just reach out to people if we need prayer.
Yeah. So, yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, obviously the conversations are very confidential.
Yeah.
And so I'd imagine there wouldn't be names going out and stuff like that. But
definitely confidential.
What for you, maybe a story might come to mind of somebody that you've been working with. Have you got something on you?
We've had someone that we've been working with and it's a bit of a mismatch, but, came for pregnancy support, DV relationship, thought she was going to terminate and ended up keeping bub and is doing well. She's, thriving at the moment, and I think she had no one in this area. Hmm. And we have a few clients that have moved to the area or they've just really not connected in relationships. And, now she's has a community. She knows if she's struggling, she can access different supports. She's done some work around parenting. And, she's doing a lot better. And so we have a list of those type of people.
Hmm. Beautiful.
And another one is that a woman that was pregnant with her fourth child and ended up having a termination, really struggled because she really didn't want to go through the termination.
Mm.
4 months later, she was pregnant and couldn't wait to tell me because they decided to keep bub and like full circle, like in the relationship.
I mean, it's a great...
You never know where people go and, you know...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's wonderful that this is, there's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Some of our listeners may encounter a friend, a relative, or some of that colleague that ends up with an unplanned pregnancy. Well, there's something here in the Hunter region that helps in the conversation.
Yeah.
And it just starts out with a conversation.
And that's all it is.
But then all the other referral and other support, that's really important, isn't it? Because it's not just about the conversation, it's all the other concerns that are carried.
Yeah, and myself, my other counsellor, we're really in tune with what's in our local community and how else we can support our people. And, you're just picking up on their story and, their life and their children and, if they have any children and what their support networks are like, what all their mental health's like. So we just love that.
And there's loads of support.
Yep.
In the community.
There is. Yep. We know where they are.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes DV is a little bit tricky. A lot of books are closed. It's hard to find a good DV counsellor. Survivors or Us have a great one at the moment. Mm. So.
And there's other helps. They've got your sister
helps.
And other things. There's a fair bit around.
That's right. Yeah. There might be a bit of a wait list, but, we have a small percentage of our clients that are DV.
Mm.
And we just got to walk through until we can tap them into the right connection for a DV counsellor.
Yeah, yeah. Is there an average age of women coming to you? Is it young or is it middle age? Or?
Well, that's the thing. Most people think they're single and, but it's not. We've had ages from 14 that are from in and out of home care to schoolgirls right to in their 30s and 40s that are... that have been pregnant.
The surprise.
So, yeah, it is. And sometimes it's just the mum, stay-at-home mum, or, just a family that it's a really surprise pregnancy and just really unsure what to do and it's really rocked them. So just having that safe space for both couples or just for mum to just come and talk is really important.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Well done, Dona, you and the team and those that are supporting you. Final words of encouragement for our listeners?
Yeah, I just want to quickly say is that, so we do counselling for postnatal depression as well.
Hmm.
So we've found that that's sort of, there's a bit of a lack in the community with that. Also, we've had a few clients that have been on a long-term waiting to have a baby and feeling grief and loss around that. So the IVF journey.
Yeah,
And then have lost babies. And so we have had quite a few referrals around that and just questions around that. So we've created a bit of a space. So it's just listening for us. It's what we do. It's all pregnancy related.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some things that have just come up and how we've expanded and grown to meet the need in our community.
That's great.
So,
well, yeah. There is a great need for it, and well done to you guys. And hats off to the GPs many years ago that pioneered the work.
Yeah.
That we're now a beneficiary of, our community is, and vulnerable women with unplanned pregnancy. Dana, great having you on the program.
Thanks so much, Rick.
It's been great being with you. Again, go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can connect with us. We'd love to hear from you, and I'm looking forward to joining you again soon. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.